Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to it. It's a little bit chilly this morning. What did you say it was? 10 below?
It is 10 below in Wausau, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's brisk. Where are we supposed to be about this time of year? Like 20 above?
Yeah, around there.
25, something like that?
Yeah.
So who is it first that will lead the march on Channel 9 with pitchforks and torches?
Yeah, the meteorologist is always the first one to fall, right? When the weather doesn't
somebody's got to take responsibility for this. Interesting, a lot of interesting stuff coming up. This you mentioned the Bitcoin thing,
right?
You know, not too long ago we talked about Bitcoin, and I said it's a great idea. It's a fantastic idea. I love the idea of digital currency. I mean, there's a lot of downside to it, too, if you want to be prophetic about it. But the idea of a digital currency that is not backed or dependent on a federal government for its value is a wonderful idea. Except when you start talking about digital currency, you are immediately susceptible to hacking and the type of digital theft. And what was it?
I don't know if this was hacking or not, or what the situation was, but this apparently was an online exchange that had to do with the online game Magic the Gathering. So the geeks were involved in this somehow. And
you son of a, you stole all my Bitcoin. I am going to so slap you.
$400 million worth of Bitcoins.
Whoopsie.
Gone.
Yeah. $400 million.
And of course, no regulation, so no one has any idea where it went.
I am going to sue you.
Really? Where are you going?
I'm going to sue you in the court of...
And there's no FDIC to protect any of those deposits.
Son of a gun. All my Bitcoins are gone.
And $400 million... Is it $400 million worth of Bitcoin, or is it 400 million Bitcoin? Because the...
It says $400 million worth of Bitcoin.
Okay. Which brings me to a very interesting question on this circumstance. If you've absconded with digital currency, and as a result of your theft, the market for this digital currency has crashed, what is the value of that which you've stolen?
But it's only the one market that crashed. I mean, they could use those Bitcoins elsewhere in other exchanges. Or it's not the entire Bitcoin market that has crashed. It's just this one big one in Japan.
This is going to have
some...
So the
people who are involved in the Magic the Gathering website or exchange that handle this money, they're the ones that are out.
Well, pop my pimples. This is the
only one.
Stop
it.
I'm going to have to find a new way.
Stop it.
To spend my Bitcoins. I'm not playing Magic the Gathering anymore.
Did you ever play Magic the Gathering?
No. No.
You ever play any of those online role-playing games?
No. I played Dungeons & Dragons one time. Okay.
Yeah, that was before online was really big, right?
A buddy of mine called me and says, "Hey, man, we're going to play Dungeons and Dragons, and we're going to have some pizza, and it's going to be great, man." So I went over there, and I'll be honest with you, I was bored out of my mind. I didn't get into it. It's a bunch of guys getting around pretending, role-playing.
That's what it's online now as well.
Huge
online role-playing games are very
big. At least when you're in an online role-playing game, there are digital or visual avatars that you can see and manipulate with. But when it's just, listen, man, when it's just four guys.
Roll a dice, man.
Yeah, when it's four guys sitting around a table with a board game, I bet 42 quattros on the newcomer. It's just, I don't, no.
Is that really, is there actually a quattro? Is that something that's
I have no idea. Well, you know where that's from.
You just made that up.
No, you know what a quattro is.
I don't think I do.
Oh, my God. How big of a nerd am I? Lord.
What is a quattro?
In the original Star Trek series, when Kirk and the others are on the planet where they have the great big brains. They don't actually talk, but the brains pulse while they're talking.
Mm-hmm.
And that hot chick in the silver bikini thing with the big hair.
Green, right?
No, she was woof. No, it wasn't that one, but they had collars on.
Okay.
And they were thralls.
Right, I remember that.
And they had to do whatever
the currency exchange on that planet.
Quattro. Yeah, the Quattro. And then Kirk, I think, had to battle whoever. I think he had to battle the hot chick in the bikini. Which, you know, he was really upset about that.
Didn't they put the collars on him? And wasn't that the first interracial kiss where they forced him to kiss?
I don't know. It could have been.
No, that was...
Dude, I don't know. All I'm saying is I remember the chick in the bikini.
Yeah,
and,
of course you do.
And the brain sitting there going, I bet 400 quetlus on the newcomer. That's all I remember. So I'm going to have to go on and find it.
Oh, maybe he was fighting Spock in that episode.
Yes, and somewhere in my archives of sound effects, if I had thought about that we were going to actually do that, I have the music from when Kirk fought Spock. And it's not the horrible version that Jim Carrey did in Cable Guy.
Uh-huh.
It's the actual music. So there it is.
Are you, as far as Star Trek goes, the original series better than all the rest?
No.
Oh, I think so.
I'll take
the original series over the other one.
Of the TV series?
Of the TV series.
Hands down.
Original series better than
hands down.
The other ones. Yeah.
Absolutely, hands down.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the movies, the new movies, the new Star Trek movies that are out.
Nothing will ever beat The Wrath of Khan. Wrath of Khan is the best Star Trek movie.
I'm sorry, when it comes to...
You could have all your special effects in the
have
new
Have you seen
movies.
The new two ones?
I have, but you could have all your special effects, but The Wrath of Khan with Ricardo Montalban and Kirk chewing the scenery.
You need
Shatner, you need Montalban.
Okay. No, I'm telling you, the guy, what's his name, Christopher Pine?
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine, he is kicking it. He's killing it as Kirk. And the other guy as Bones is jam on, man. They're awesome. Spock's a little effeminate, but that's okay. But, I mean, they're dead on. I really like the new movies. Hey, if only there was a way that we could find out what movies we're playing. Gosh, I wonder if there's a service that we could use.
Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone. If you're still stuck in the 90s and using this relic of a service to get movie listings, press 1. If you did this on a rotary phone while straining with your glasses to see the movie section in something called the newspaper, press 2. If you're wearing a members-only jacket and blue blockers, press 3. If the pager attached to your Bugle Boy jeans just went off, put it in your hand and smash it against your head continuously until you wake up and realize it's 2014, you technology-challenged f***. Oh, and thanks for calling Movie Phone.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.